It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. My name is David and today we're going to be doing something a little bit different, which is having a look at some of the tools that are available to you in the Fantasy Football Scout members area. And we're going to start by having a look at the Rate My Team tool, which you may have heard a lot about. You may have heard it referred to as the RMT tool. And if you've got any questions about it, which I'm sure you may, if you've not used it before, then that's what we're here to do today, to help walk you through how to use it and how it can help enhance your FPL team's scoring ability throughout the campaign. It can help you with all manner of different decisions you might have to make. You might be agonizing over which Arsenal midfielder to have, for example, or maybe which goalkeeper pairing to go for, or maybe you might even be a bit concerned about what Pep Roulette means for your team as well. Now, all of those questions you can use the RMT tool to answer, and of course it is one of the crown jewels in the crown that is the Fantasy Football Scout members package. And you can get your version of that today at discounted prices, up to 30% you can save on the pre-season prices. And it's not just the RMT tool that you can get hold of, you also get access to the pre-season minute spreadsheet, which is a very important way of planning your new season, season points projections, team transfer planners, drafts and the best fantasy managers, including some previous winners as well, and the comparison tools, heat maps, touch maps, shot maps, all sorts of stuff. All sorts of good stuff that's going to help you beat your mates and win your FPL mini leagues this season. And of course, you'll be locking in your subscription fee for the lifetime of your membership too, if you don't cancel. So don't forget that. It's a good time to sign up to membership. But let's take a look at the Rate My Team tool to have a look at how it works and answer some of the questions that some of you guys have had about it in the past. And so, yeah, hopefully we can get you guys all into a position where you know exactly what you're doing with it and you can use it to maximize your FPL team. So what I've got on the screen right now, and I'll try and describe it as best possible for the benefit of the podcast listeners, is a screenshot from Rate My Team, which is not my team, I hasten to add. This is just a custom built team of players fed into the Rate My Team, and we'll just run through those now. We've got Raya and Bentley. We know, obviously, the ongoing situation at Brentford. So don't worry, we're not sat here saying you should sign him. We're just throwing a team together so we can show you how it all works. We've got Estupiñán, Gabriel, Stones, Alexander-Arnold and Bayer from Burnley. Then a midfield of Saka, Fernandes, Martinelli, Matoma and Foden. And then a front line of Haaland, Vissa at Brentford and Woodrow, who, of course, is a 4.5 million forward. And what you can see, of course, is six columns that indicate projections of how many points each of these players is predicted to score in each of those game weeks, and then that feeds all the way along to a total column, which shows you how many points that player is projected to score over those six game weeks. There's a column on the end which indicates their value, which of course compares their projected points with how much they cost, and all the way at the bottom is some additional bits of totalizing, which show you how many points each game week you are likely to get from having that loadout of players, and then a total for that period as well, and then also a value score in the bottom right hand side. So that's how the basic layout works. But in terms of those point projections, we often get asked how they are generated. And, you know, it obviously takes into account captaincy, for example, vice captaincy, automatic substitutions as well. But basically, the season projections, they show algorithm-generated predictions for every player. And that includes goals, assists, clean sheets, minutes played, bonus points, yellow cards, of course, FPL points as well. And then you've also got six game week projections, or SGP, which shows algorithm generated predictions for every player's FPL points in each of the next six game weeks, specifically calculating their points per million over that period. These numbers are then fed into RMT as well. And in terms of how those are generated, the algorithm uses both current and historical data for a number of different things in terms of how often a player has been shooting over a particular period, how often a player has been creating chances over a particular period. Then for each of those game weeks you can see on the screen, they obviously are going to be against different opponents each time. So it looks at how those teams they're about to face have defended, whether or not they've given up lots of chances, very few chances. Maybe they gave up lots of chances, but not many of them were big chances, and they were all from outside the box, for example. Or perhaps maybe a team is very, very weak in one defensive area. If you've got a team that's very weak on the right-hand side about to face an attacker who's very good on the left-hand side, you know, that player algorithmically is going to receive a little bit of a bump, for example. So all of those things get fed into that. Of course, at the moment, they're all based on what we saw from last season, whether or not that player was playing in the Premier League or perhaps in another division. But there's also a bit of a human element as well. You know, we have a human monitoring angle here so that this model can respond quickly to news, injuries, tactical changes that the algorithm would otherwise be unable to estimate. So, for example, you know, the algorithm is going to know, for example, that one individual player did very well over a six game week period towards the end of last season. But does that algorithm know that guy's got an injury right now? No, it needs us to tell it. And so that's what we do. And we just stay constantly on top of making sure that that is always accurate. But you're probably wondering how you get your team into this at the start of the season. Well, there's two ways to get your team into Rate My Team that differ based on whether or not it's before game week one or after game week one. If you're watching this after game week one, it's very simple. You simply get your FPL ID and you feed that into the model, and it will populate and generate your team as it was in game week one on the screen for you. Of course, right now, the game has launched, yes, but we haven't had game week one yet, so you can't use your FPL ID, but fear not, because you can very, very easily build your team in just a matter of moments in RMT manually if you head over to the add player section, which we've got on the screen on the left-hand side now. It's one of the many drop-down boxes across the top. So if you select add player, you will then be met with a list of all 20 Premier League teams. So let's just say you want to add Mohamed Salah. You'd scroll down to Liverpool, then drag across to, it breaks it down to the four positions, goalkeeper, defender, midfielder, forward, go into the midfield, select Mohamed Salah, and then in he goes. And within a few moments, doing that for all of your squad, two goalkeepers, five defenders, five midfielders, and three forwards, it will all get built there. There is a totalizer at the bottom that lets you know how much of your budget is remaining as well, so you're never going to accidentally go over. Don't worry about that. And so, yeah, within a few moments, as I said, you can pull your entire squad in and then tinker with it. You'll notice next to the players' names, there's a little X. If you hit that, then they'll be removed from your team and you can replace them with someone else. And so if you want to really play around with a couple of different setups for your team and work out which one actually is the one that's going to yield the most overall points, which is represented in the bottom right-hand corner there, then, yeah, you can take a few players out, pop them back in again, and it will tell you. It's a very, very simple, very easy to use tool. Now, you may be wondering what some of the letters next to the projections actually mean. So we'll go through those now. And it's very much an imperative here. Those letters are telling you what the algorithm thinks you should do in terms of captaincy, vice captaincy, and benching. So where there's a little C, that is the algorithm saying of all the players in your team, that is the player you should captain for that game week. Now, you'll notice that the old 14 million striker, Haaland, there has a C next to his name for game week 1, game week 2, game week 3, game week 4, game week 5, and game week 6. So it's a perma-captain is what the algorithm is telling you to do. The vice-captaincy seems to be jumping around. You know, we've got Saka 1 week, and then we've got Fernandez another, for example. So that tends to jump around a little bit according to the players that we've just got around here in our little test team here. So yeah, captaincy, vice-captaincy, etc. That might be a more useful element of this tool when Man City have some slightly harder fixtures later in the season. Alternatively, if you have managed to get a team that gets both Salah and Haaland in it, then the Rate My Team tool is going to be a good difference maker in terms of working out which one is the best one to go for from each week. Game week two especially could be an interesting decision. Then for the B, that's for who you need to bench. And I'm sure we've all been stung, perhaps in the past, by having our bench players in the wrong order. Well, Rate My Team tool is very keen to try and avoid that situation, and so it does give you an idea of which order that the algorithm thinks you should put your players in the team, or rather on the bench in your squad, bench one, bench two, bench three. And yeah, that's what it's telling you with that. Now, if you place the cursor over a player's predicted FPL points in any game week, it will show you some additional annotations, which we'll go through now, which are XM and ADGP, or ADJP. And so let's start with XM first. That stands for expected minutes. So that is the number of minutes the algorithm is predicting a player to have. Now, this is very, very important for Man City players, especially when there's a lot of rotation. Could also be important for working out Brighton players as well, because we're expecting a fair bit of rotation there as well. And it's not an exact game week specific prediction, but rather an average number of minutes. So therefore, while a player might be expected to play 90 minutes, their XM might be lower since there's a chance they might miss the game or get substituted. So we'll come on to what that really means for the projected score in a minute, because of course this is another area where that human element, making sure that we're keeping an eye on things that the algorithm doesn't necessarily know, whether there's an injury or perhaps a ban, or just various other things that cause players to become doubts for games. We have to input that ourselves. And then ADJP stands for adjusted points. This is the projected point score if you know a player will take part in a match, i.e. his X minutes is not zero. And so it should be used for deciding who to captain and who to bench. And so therefore, this is not taking into account whether or not a player will play. It's just if they do play, what do we think? And then those two values combine to generate the final score that you see in the main box. And so, you know, where we see Saka here with an expected score of 5.52, that's made up of two numbers, an expected minutes and an adjusted points, and they feed into what that is. And so when there is micro changes in those two numbers, that's when we see the main number start to change. Now, another thing that's very interesting here is that sometimes we get some situations that can confuse people. And so we have had this question a couple of times. Why does the Rate My Team tool say to start a player who has a lower predicted score than a second player? Well, usually this occurs because the algorithm predicts a player, for example, a goalkeeper, will either play the full game or nothing at all. So they're either going to start, or if they're not going to start, they won't come on as a substitute. And so, for example, we might have player A who's got high adjusted points, i.e. we think he's going to do well if he plays, but very low expected minutes, and therefore we've got a low RMT score there. Player B, medium adjusted points, so less than the other guy, but very high expected minutes, and therefore would end up with a sort of medium RMT score. So while player A is unlikely to play, the most common scenario is either getting 90 minutes or none at all. Therefore, the Rate My Team tool thinks it's worth starting him to make use of the high adjusted points if he plays. Otherwise, the safer option of player B will auto sub in. And so therefore, it suggests picking player A over B, despite the former appearing to score lower on RMT. Again, human element comes into this. Sometimes you might have situations that flip the other way around, where you've got a player who, you know, their expected minutes, it's not a case of they won't start. If they won't start, they won't play at all. We have some instances where you've got someone who might not start, and if they do start, they may come on and 1 point cameo. So the algorithm can help you assess who those players are as well. You may also be able to combine what you've gleaned from the press conferences from 1 week to the next to go in conjunction with some of those numbers as well, and help you understand just how much of a risk some of those rotation risky players at maybe Man City or Brighton, and there'll be other clubs this season as well we see rotation from. So it can help you navigate some of those tricky situations when you're looking at your team and a bit uncertain about people's expected minutes, for example.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We also often get asked when this model updates. Well, there's no fixed timetable to this. It's pretty much continuous. We have a lot of people working behind the scenes to keep this in tip-top condition. Mondays tend to be one of the biggest days. We have a big update after the weekend's events because we've got to input things like injuries, changes in form, and anything like that. Thursdays and Fridays, again, very big, but for different reasons. Rather than basing it on what we've seen in the games, you know, we're going to be basing it on what we've heard from the managers. For example, if players have been ruled out, then we need to adjust things. If players have been cleared of their injury sooner than we expected, then we've got to adjust that as well, and then the model will follow suit. And of course, we obviously get new players come to the Premier League as well. One of the most recent coming to the English top flight is the new Man United goalkeeper Andre Onana. He'll be in there very soon as well. And if you want more information on him, actually, if you've not checked out our scout report on him either on YouTube or on our podcast platforms, then do head over there and find out whether or not he is the set and forget goalkeeper that he's being talked about by many. And a few comparisons in terms of value and attacking returns with the likes of Luke Shaw and Wan-Bissaka. So do check those out, and very, very soon you'll be able to compare Onana, Shaw, Wan-Bissaka and the rest of the Man United defence algorithmically in the Rate My Team tool as well. Now, you may be sat there thinking, well, I have a decent idea of who's in my team at the moment, and I've actually also put my team through the Rate My Team tool, and I'm quite happy with it. But what if I want to see just everybody, the whole league, and so I know from one week to the next who is the best player to bring in for a specific period? Well, you can do that too. In answer to the question, can I see a full list of all players in RMT? Absolutely, yes, you can. When you go into the Rate My Team tool, instead of clicking on Build My Team, just click on the Players section, and it will give you a full list of every single FPL player, and the default setting is to show you their projected points for the first six game weeks, and what you can see on the screen right now is all of those players sorted by total points. Each player has a game week 1, game week 2, game week 3, 4, 5 and 6 projected score, which feeds into a total for that period. And then of course there's a value column as well, which shows how their projected points compares with how much they cost. That is also very useful for working out just how much you can gain perhaps by not having a Salah, or dare I say it, not having a Haaland, which I appreciate is sacrilege at this point, but hopefully you understand what I mean there. You know, you'll see the players, for example, Raheem Sterling's showing at the moment that he's projected for 28.13 points for the first six games of the season. Haaland projected 39.01, but in terms of the value, because Sterling is literally half the value, his value is 4.02, Haaland's is 2.79. And interestingly, same number as Salah. They both got the same value figure there. De Bruyne are able to just beat that. Fewer points projected for the first six, but cheaper, of course. And so that's what you've got there. You've got everybody there. You can filter that in any number of different ways. I often do this. If I'm looking for just a defender, I can head up to by position and just hit defense, and it will tell me which defender is the one who is projected to score the most points in that given period. Alexander-Arnold currently is the one who is top of that list, for example, but that may change with things that happen in pre-season, for example. You can also order by scores in different game weeks. So let's say that you are fairly confident what you want to do for game week one, but you're thinking about game week two. You know, you can then sort by game week two, sort by game week three, sort by game week four, etc., and so on and so forth. And you can also change the game week period that you're looking at as well. And so at the top of the Rate My Team page, whilst your team is loaded, select first game week and last game week, and you can change those specifically. So let's say that you want to have a look at Rate My Team between game weeks, well, 1 and 6 is the default, but you know, you maybe want game weeks 3 to 10, maybe 4 to 12, maybe 2 to 5. You know, just go into first game week, select 2, and then last game week, select 5, or whichever game week that it is that you want to look over a period for. You know, you may be already fairly confident you want to wildcard game week 5. Well, in which case, tell Rate My Team to get rid of game weeks 5 and 6 from the projections and just go for game weeks 1 to game week 4. All of that you can do in there, and it will show you both for your players and for all players what you're looking at. And in terms of how I tend to use it, I tend to use the members area in a sort of two-step process. I go in, if I'm looking at some individual players, I'll maybe go and look at some of their raw numbers first. You know, I'll go into the stats tables that are available and perhaps look at midfielders and see who's been shooting the most over the most recent weeks, or forwards for the same thing. If it's defenders, I quite often look at assist potential, you know, go down to see who's creating the most chances and look at some of the raw numbers and get some of my conclusions from that. Then I'll have a look at some of the teams that they're facing. I'll look at how they've been defending against certain scenarios. Again, all in a raw fashion, and try to find some loose conclusion from those numbers. Then I head to the Rate My Team tool, and maybe if I've got 3 or 4 players I'm comparing using the metrics I've mentioned there, I like to see if the algorithm is in any way in agreement with some of the opinions that I've formed from that, from those numbers. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes they tell me that I'm wrong, and maybe I've looked at the wrong thing, and it goes, actually, you know, because of this piece of historical data or this or whatever, or maybe this player's got higher expected minutes, this player carries less risk to bring in your team. Sometimes it corroborates what I have gleaned from those numbers, and that's also quite useful as well, because instead of computer saying no, computer saying yes, and that can just help give you the confidence that you've made the right decision for the next game week, because, you know, we've all been there, we can often overthink. And so the Rate My Team tool is very, very good for helping affirm some of the decisions you've made. And so even if it goes wrong, you can look back and go, well, look, the raw numbers told me something. The Rate My Team tool, to the best of its ability, as a very effective algorithm, corroborated those conclusions. And so that it not coming off perhaps was maybe a little bit of variance, for example. Alternatively, if you don't want to use it as extensively as that, because I appreciate not everybody has as much time in the day to spend all that time in the members area, you can just use the RMT tool as a bit of a starting point. You can flip it the other way around. If you don't have time to look through all of those raw numbers and look at some heat maps and things like that, all of that information is condensed into these spreadsheet-like documents that you can pull out of Rate My Team, because they are, in effect, mathematical representations of all of those things and probabilities fed into one. And so if you want to use Rate My Team as a starting point, because, yeah, as I said, you don't have time for some of those other things, it can also be very good at summarizing some of those raw numbers in something that's very easy to compare. You know, you can say, for example, what you can see on the screen right now, Bruno Fernandes projected 5.36 points in game week one, and Martinelli 5.23, for example. So we can see, I'm going to guess, haven't looked in detail, but I'm going to guess that's based on expected minutes for Fernandes being higher, because Martinelli is more likely to get substituted, you know, things like that. It just helps you very easily represent those things in a way that you can compare, contrast, sort, and as I said, you can swap people in and out and really work out what the best combination is for your team. But as I said, this is a tool that is a very important part of Fantasy Football Scout membership, and so if you haven't sorted out your package for the start of the new season, now is the time to do it. You can save up to 30% on those preseason prices, and once you've sorted that, you'll be ready to go. The Rate My Team tool will be ready as your weekly companion to get the best score every week and beat your mates and win your mini leagues as well. Hopefully this video has been helpful, and if you've got any other questions, don't be afraid of getting in touch with our support team, or perhaps maybe finding me on any of the social media channels that you follow me on, and Scout as well. Either someone there or myself, very happy to answer any questions to help you understand these tools as much as possible, so you're getting the best value from your membership. But don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the Fantasy Football Scout YouTube channel, and hit that bell notification so you don't miss a single thing this preseason as we prepare for a new campaign. Well, with that, I will leave you guys to tinker with your teams in the Rate My Team tool, and I will see you next time.